Right now, we're going to the phones again to speak with Patricio Rubio live about virtual art in the park in Fallsburg. It's happening tomorrow on Facebook Live. Patricio, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about tomorrow.
That's great. That's great. So what is it? Do you want to give people an idea of what this is?
Sure. The name is a little misleading because it says Art in the Park. But originally it was going to be in the park. It was going to be in the Morningside Park in Hurleyville. But because of COVID-19, we had to change plans. So we didn't want to, pass the event. We thought it was a great event to have for the town of Fallsburg. So we took it online. So now the event's going to be held online on Facebook.com. Actually, the address is Facebook.com/ArtInThePark845. And the stream will begin at 10 o'clock, and it will be a live stream all the way to 4 o'clock. And we have a great lineup coming up. If I could just, name the lineup that we have now.
Yeah, sure.
Starting at 10 o'clock, we're going to have Paula Owen. She's going to be demonstrating some paper cutting and how to make greeting cards out of paper. And at 10:30, we're going to have Abigail Allen, who is a Delaware Valley Arts Alliance grantee. She'll be reading some poetry. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have Isabel Braverman, and she will be doing an intro to ballet. And at 11:30, we're going to have Lisa Coloro, who is the Sullivan County Poet Laureate, and she's going to be reading some poetry. At 12 o'clock, we're going to have Carol Montana. She's going to be reading some short stories. And then at 12:30, we're going to have Kevin Owen, who wrote a book called Killing Time in the Catskills. He's going to be doing a book reading and giving away 5 signed copies of his book. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have local favorite Little Sparrow. It's going to be playing some music for us. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to have Site B Studios from New York City, who's going to be doing a mini film festival for us, showing what they do in New York City and productions they do. And to close out the event, we're going to have at 3 o'clock, we're going to have Prestige Productions, and DJ Corey Nash Gibbs is going to close out the event with some great music. He's going to be playing a mixture of hip-hop, rock, everything, top 40, everything you can imagine, to close out this great event that we're having online.
Wow, that's like 9 different events in almost as many hours.
I have my water ready. I'm going to have a sweatband on. It's going to be a long day. So.
Wow, okay. So you say originally this was going to take place in the park. Now it's taking place on Facebook Live. So how did the idea for this originate in the first place?
Well, something I've always wanted to do for the town. I've always wanted to do some kind of festival, and basically the town was looking for events to do at their park. So I figured, hey, this would be a great thing to do. So the town agreed, and we started planning to do a great event at Morningside Park. But we're going to have a live stage with rotating artists every hour. We were going to have artist tents to do art demos and for artists to demonstrate what they do. We were going to have a vendor's aisle, and that was all planned up into Morningside Park. Because Morningside Park has a great section of spot where they can show, where they can hold live events. So we're going to have food, and we're going to have, merchandise and everything. But, unfortunately, things happen, but, you got to make lemons out of lemonade, something like that.
You make art out of, make art available in the pandemic.
Yes. Yes. Oh, actually, I do want to mention that we do actually have merchandise. If you check our Facebook page, we do have some merchandise going on. We have T-shirts. We're going to have face masks, tote bags, and all the proceeds to those sales are going to help Engine, which is right now they're currently helping out SALT, and they're delivering food to those in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. So if I wanted to sell merch, I always knew I wanted to give away the money. So there's no better way to give away the money, especially those in need now during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, and the Engine spelled ENGN, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And we've had those guys on from SALT and Engine talking about feeding people. Right. And I think, since the peak of the crisis passed, people forget that, the need to feed is still out there. People are still very much hurting and in need of food. So that's a great thing to be doing. So we heard that you lost some power during the storms this week. Do you have your power back? And how are things going out there in Fallsburg?
Yeah, I actually just got power not too long ago. I'm actually just got to my house. just to make sure I have power and I could do the event from home. So thankfully, the power is on back on. I have internet. I lost all the food, but food is replaceable. So as long as the house is standing and everything else could be replaced. So
that was like 3 days you didn't have power.
Yeah. I had 3 days no power. So we had a camp out at my in-laws' house. And so thankfully to them, they did a great job for us at letting us stay there and using their internet and food and all that stuff. So, but I know some people are still without power. I know one of the artists, Abigail Allen, she emailed me saying that she won't have power until almost Tuesday. Not exactly sure where does she live, but she's still going to participate in the event. She's going to try to find some Wi-Fi signal somewhere to connect with us. So if those who are in the listening area who still don't have power, this event will be archived on the Facebook Art in the Park Facebook page, so they could view it anytime after the event. It'll be posted as soon as the event is finished. It'll be posted on the Facebook page, so they could view it at their leisure if they want.
Okay, and one more time. This is a Facebook Live event. Starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. It's Art in the Park, and it's at Facebook.com. You can search around for Art in the Park, but it's at Facebook.com / Art in the Park 845, which, by the way, is our area code here. So
yeah.
Well, okay, Patricio, any final thoughts for folks? Anything else you need people to know?
No, just tune in. It's going to be a fantastic event. I'm looking forward to it. It was pretty much in the planning. So I'm really excited that we had a lot of great artists that are going to join to us. And that's one of the things that my main motivation to do this thing was to sort of promote and to showcase the great arts that we have here in Sullivan County. When I put the call out to artists, so many people responded. And I'm just really happy we have so many talented people who are going to be on the stream.
All right. Well, Patricio, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about the Facebook Live event, Art in the Park, happening tomorrow. Thank you.
You got it.
All right. And good luck with it.
Thank you.
This is Radio Catskill, and that was Patricio Rubio telling us about Virtual Art in the Park, Fallsburg. It's happening tomorrow on Facebook Live. There's a whole big lineup. This is Radio Catskill, we're your community radio station. Thank you for joining us here on your Friday afternoon. And don't forget, we're looking for support to help end our fun drive, our summer fun drive, bringing it on home. You can call now at 845-482-4141 if you've got something to give. 845-482-4141 or give online at wjffradio.org.
TikTok has 45 days to find an American company to buy it, or it is going to be all but banned in the U.S. Microsoft has shown interest.